What's up, sales guys? It's your girl Sailor P, and I know I'm supposed to be doing summer reading, but I am not at home at the moment, so I didn't bring my book. But I guess we can take a pause for summer reading to talk about some current events. Y'all already know that abortions are now being in the hands of certain states. It's a very, very horrible decision about the Roe versus Wade. It's taken away a lot of women's rights to, you know, take care of something that they're, for one, probably not ready for. And then it gives rapists chance to, you know, do what they do. And that basically is telling the girl that if she were to get pregnant because she got raped, that's her responsibility, basically. And well, the sad part about it is that it's not just old white men that's thinking this. It's old white women that's also thinking this way. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying all men, and I'm not saying all women, it's just the majority of it. And it's crazy how when white people do stuff, they be turning to the black folks like, hey, you supposed to help. And we like, well, you created the mess. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that in like in malicious way. It's just the truth. Like, all these things that have been happening, it's all because of white folks. Hatred been created because of white folks. Racism, prejudiceness, everything that's been documented for the way of the world, it's been done by white folks. And to my white listeners that be listening to this, I'm not trying to come at you like that. It's just facts. Just facts. I mean, black people created the country. Like, we built the country. And we created the fun stuff. We created the light bulbs. We created peanut butter. We created salsa. We created basketball. That's what we created. Because everything else wasn't given to us. We were looked upon as nothing more than just slaves back in those times. And more than likely, we're going to go back to those times. That's basically what it's saying, that we're going backwards. So, it's just a mess. It's just a mess. And y'all white folks got to clean it up. Y'all got to clean it up. Us black folks, we ain't do this. Mm-mm. We ain't do this. Because the black judge that was on the Supreme Court or whatever, he was the one that asked for them to reconsider, from what I'm understanding. So, hey, y'all gotta get it together, bro. Y'all gotta get it together, because this is not fair. It's not fair towards people who, for one, don't have the money to take care of a child, for two, probably got bad health. And this is just for money. It's not just to help the country. It's just to save money. That's basically it. So, yeah, it's just a little quickie, just a little 5 minutes, because I'm not at home. So I have to do a little 5 minutes of current events. But next week, we're going to be going back to summer reading with some more crazy stories. Another 25 or 30 minutes of a crazy story. And let's see what that story takes us. Because the last story that I read was Pola and Royd. So let's see what the next story takes us next week. And as always, Sailor Scouts, please try to stay safe. Stay 6 feet, wash your hands, all that good stuff, and I will see you all next time. Bye bye.